Well, I want to thank you for taking care of us and helping us in ministry. If you could please remember us in prayer over the next 6 weeks. We will be in Seattle, lots of conferences going on, lots of churches, lots of youth conferences, marriage conferences, lots of things going on. It's a very, very busy time of the year for us. And so please pray for us that way. We'd appreciate it. Take your Bibles. You're in Proverbs chapter 3. See if you can find the book of Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to preach on one of those passages that everybody should know, maybe even have already memorized. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so if you found Proverbs chapter 3, I want to bring you a message entitled A Proverbs 3 Believer, a Proverbs 3 believer. Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word, Proverbs chapter 3. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And I want you to notice now how these proverbs, how the poetry goes. It says, my son, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. You notice how it gave you three phrases. Boom, boom, boom. Three phrases. And it says in verse 4, you're going to have favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now here's our passage we're going to look at this morning. Trust in the Lord with all thine. Lean not unto thine own. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will do what? He's going to direct our paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for the Bible. Lord, it is constant. It is so dependable. It is foundational. Thank you for this church that believes in the Bible, that preaches and teaches the Bible, that builds lives and marriages and families and shouts from the rooftop the truths of the word that you've given to us. And Lord, we come to one of those familiar passages, a passage that many of us can quote by heart. And yet it's one of the most difficult things in the Bible for us to do, to trust in you with all of our heart and not to lean to our own understanding. God, help us this morning as we drill down on this passage. Lord, may whatever's going on in our life, whatever it's taking place in our life, whether it's good or bad, whether we're on a very high in life or a very, very difficult down in the valley time, that you would help us to trust in you every day, all the days of our life. Lord, help me to preach and help us to hear. We pray it in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. You may be seated. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trusting in the Lord. The Bible says this now, O taste and see that the Lord is good. This is from Psalm 34. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed is the man. You want to be blessed? Then trust in God. I'm not a singer, but let me give you a song. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. See, we sing this all the time. This is just a part of who we are, just to take him at his word. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus. Those are the lines out of that one song, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Trust in the Lord. Notice it's very plainly put to us. Trust in the Lord. It does not say trust in riches. Trust in our money. Trust in our wealth. It doesn't say that, right? What does the Bible say about riches and money and wealth? We are a nation that seems to be very hungry for money. We like to go after things and what money can buy. But our own money is written some very famous words. What are those words? In money we trust. What does it say? In God we trust. Wonder why that's there. And why is it written on the money? Because the Bible says not to trust in money. The Bible says to trust in the Lord. The Bible doesn't say trust in education. Boy, we've got such a push in our communities for everybody to go to college. You think it's God's will for every person to go to college? Is everybody supposed to go to college? We want all these people to be able to go to college and get a college degree and get loans and get in debt and to get brainwashed. The Bible teaches us to trust in the Lord, not trust in education. We think that education is going to get us a good job. We have education, get us a good job, we'll have a good life. You don't trust in the Lord, you're going to have a bad life. How about trust in the Lord, not in beauty products? Oh, now I'm touching some people. I've got three daughters that used to be at home. Was there any beauty products in the house? I can still go to the cabinets and the drawers, and there seems to be a lot of cans in my house. I know I paid for them mostly. Some of those cans are pretty expensive, yes or no? Some of those bottles are a little bit expensive. The Bible wants us to trust in beauty products or to trust in Him? You tell me. Oh, I think America trusts in beauty products. I think our trust is in it. The Bible says to trust in the Lord, not in our own strength, not in our own muscles. Oh, how many of us want to have some muscles, you know? If we just had some muscles, some of the young fellows say, if I could just get some muscles, what that'll do for me. The Bible says doesn't trust in muscles. The Bible says trust in the Lord. The Bible does not say trust in Wi-Fi. The Bible doesn't say trust in vitamins or pills or doctors or science. The Bible says trust in the Lord. So many people are trusting in science, and boy, where does that lead us? Oftentimes it leads us away from God, does it not? That there is no God. Only to come to find out that the science was wrong and God was right all along. Trust in the Lord. Trust not in presidents. Hello. Oh, now. I'm punching a little bit now. Trust, it doesn't say trust in presidents. It says to trust in the, let's remember that. And certainly what it does say here is to trust in the Lord and not in somebody, not in whom? What does it say in this context? Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't trust in you. Don't trust in you. And then it says here in verse 5, to trust in the Lord with all mine or thine heart means with all of our feelings, with all of our intellect, with all of our consent, trust in the Lord with all the heart, not half of the heart, not with a divided heart, not partially. Some of us here are partial. Not with one foot in the world and one foot with God. It says to trust Him with all of our heart. And when we're trusting in Him, we are releasing. When we're trusting, we're letting go in some ways. We are surrendering. We say to ourselves that God's got this. I'm going to let God handle this. I am looking to God. Does trusting in God mean that I'm going to understand everything? Am I going to understand everything? Yes or no? I'm going to trust Him even though I can't see. Yes or no? Does trusting in God mean that everything is going to go very easy in my life? Certainly not. Notice it says in verse 5, It says, lean not to thine own understanding. We have to give up our own ways, our own thinking about things. We have to surrender what we think we ought to do, and we need to trust in the Lord. You got to surrender. I think this is a great test. Yes or no? It says, lean not to yourself. We have to empty self. Self-ambition, self-promotion, self-enrichment. And this is exactly what Jesus taught us. He taught us self-denial. Yes or no? Deny thyself. Take up your cross and follow me. Dying to self. So the Bible teaches us not to rely on ourselves. Don't rest upon your own understanding. There is someone in this passage to trust, and there is someone in this passage not to trust. Who are we to trust in this passage? Who are we not to trust? Ourselves. So don't lean to your own understanding, because if we lean to our own understanding, there's nothing more fickle, nothing more deceptive, nothing more wicked than the human heart. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it? Who can know what it's going to do? So why do we lean on our heart? How many times have you ever heard, just follow your heart? How many times have you heard, if it feels good? See, that's the mantra of the world. That's not the mantra of the Bible. The Bible keeps telling us over and over, read through the Psalms, read through the Proverbs, read through the Bible. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You know, many people, they like to lean on the Lord and trust on the Lord for spiritual things. When it comes to spiritual things, I'm going to trust in the Lord and lean on the Lord. But in some realms, like the realm of business, I'm not going to trust on the Lord. I'm going to trust in what other business people are doing. I'm going to trust in what the Wall Street Journal says. I'm going to trust in what the consultants and the lobbyists and the magazines and really the business people really like to listen to these two people. They like to listen to the lawyers, and they like to listen to the accountants. Oh, yeah. What does the lawyer say we ought to do? What does the accountant say we ought to do? Our trust needs to be in the Lord. You take a politician now. A politician. You guys know any politicians? You know about politics? And they might go in with a good firm belief to trust in the Lord. But now they have been elected. They have an office. They have a position. And they get in and they decide not to trust in the Lord. They decide to take a middle-of-the-road approach. They're going to compromise a little bit. I'm not going to be as bad as those evil people over there, but I'm going to be, you know, just kind of in the middle. I'll take a, not a hard stand, not a biblical stand. I'm just going to take a in-the-middle compromising stand. I was talking to a person who's in politics recently. And I said to him, you did not get Donald Trump's, you know, when he gives you the endorsement. You didn't get Donald Trump's endorsement. That's what I said to him. And he said, I'd rather have God's endorsement. And I said to him, you're right. You're very right. Hopefully that man will run here for governor in the state of Kansas. It's not on the ballot yet. You might be. But that was the right answer, was it not? Where was his trust in? The endorsement of somebody, or his trust is in the Lord? It's the right answer. Maybe you're an athlete. You're an athlete. And you know, you get the mic put in front of you and you've done something great, and they interview these guys after the ball game, or they check into their lives to see where they're speaking, and all of a sudden they've said something somewhere and they get asked about it and they begin to backpedal. They begin to do the backstroke. And they become afraid and fearful because they're going to lose their sponsors. They're going to lose their finances. They're going to lose their money because they said something, they believed in it, but all of a sudden now somebody's pressing them on it a little bit. Did you say that? You can hear them. And I've watched them on national television. I've watched them in interviews. All of a sudden, they're just backpedaling. And I'm saying to myself, just say it. Just say it. Hold firm. Stand tall. They don't many times. They just kind of take the low road. Where is the trust in the Lord? See, we want to trust the Lord in our salvation. How about that? But when it comes to a lot of other things, we want to go with the world's advice or opinion or thoughts. I like what the Bible says. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some trust in, hey, I got one person over here, gave me the answer. Some trust in horses, but we're gonna remember the name of the Lord our God. See, that's the mindset that we need to have. When we lean to our own understanding, we are leaning on what the Bible calls, listen now, when we lean to ourselves or to this world, we are leaning now on what they call broken reeds. You ever heard that term before? It's like a stick that's been broken off, and we're leaning on it. And what happens when you lean on a broken reed? It ends up doing what to you? It's going to bloody you. It's going to pierce you. And when we lean on anyone else besides the Lord, we're leaning on a broken reed. Our trust needs to be in Him. Now, I want to ask you a question. I think you might know the answer. Between God and human beings, which one is sufficient? Are you sure about that? Then why do we lean to ourselves so much? God is sufficient. Man is insufficient. We are insufficient. What do we really know? Some of us have lived here a long time. I saw a man that died the other day. He had so much knowledge. He'd gained so much in this world. He was an expert in his field. He had gained so many things. He knew about so many things. And when he died, it all went with him. Right? How many of us started out in this world, we didn't know a lot about nothing? But maybe we went to school and we learned some things from people and we learned some things. And after a while, it's amazing all the things you can know. But I've learned something. I went to college for 25 years, not because I failed a lot. I've been teaching college for more than five. And these are some of the things that I've learned. Here we go. Are you ready? Number one. God knows more than me. God knows more than me. If I've learned anything, I've learned this. The more that I've learned, the more I realize I don't know. God knows more than me. Sometimes we act like we know more than God, that we're smarter than God. That's where that little verse comes in down the page. Be not wise in your own eyes. And then I think about this, that God knows the beginning all the way to the end. That's pretty good. God knows me, number three, better than I know myself. I think I'm a pretty good knowledge of myself, but He knows me better than I know myself. God knew me when I was formed in my mother's womb. When I was intricately made. Anybody remember that? When you were intricately made, wonderfully made, fearfully made. God knew me in my mama's womb. And God knows every hair on my head. And He knows every star in the sky. And the Bible says, for as the heavens, He didn't say heaven, He said the heavens. You just go from one heaven to the second to the third, and just keep on going. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, God says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my what? Thoughts are higher than. Here's man down here with his ways and his thoughts and his thinkings and his doings, and I'm down here, and God's ways and his thoughts are higher than all of the heavens. Look at the grave chasm between God and man. And I want to lean to myself and not to God. I think that'd be foolish. What do you think? The Bible says for me to trust in the Lord. And we're going to trust in the Lord. That means we're going to rely on the Lord. And that trust is going to have obedience with it. So why do we trust in ourselves? And why do we trust in other things? And why are we driving the car? I don't want God as my co-pilot. I think I want Him to drive it, and I'm going to move over to the other seat. Yes or no? I'm going to surrender and say, God, you're God, and I'm a man, and you know what's best, and I'm going to get out of the driver's seat. I'm going to let you take the steering wheel, and I'm going to slide over. You know what we do a lot of times in the passenger seat? We reach back over to the steering wheel because we don't like the direction that we're going. Let God drive the life. Let God decide. Don't lean to your understanding, to my understanding, to the world's understanding. Trust in the Lord. Why would we trust in our arm of flesh? We come to conclusions, we make decisions, we make plans, and we are unable to see all sides of things. Did you know that God sees everything at once? That when God sees things, He sees the past, He sees the present, He sees the future, and He sees it all at once. That's amazing, isn't it? Do we see this way? You know, we always talk about hindsight is what? 20/20. We think it is, but it's not. God can look back through the past, He can look to the present, He can look to the future, He can see all of that. Did you know that God knows, if you're a young person here in this room today, that God knows where your future husband is or your future wife is? God knows where your husband is. Hello? Hey. God knows whether you're supposed to get married or not. God knows where she or he is at. Isn't that amazing? So stop manipulating that. Be careful in that. Trust the Lord in that. Stop worrying about it. You don't need to be flirty. You ever seen somebody flirty? Yes or no? They really trying to catch a boy or a girl. You ever seen them flirty? They're just a little bit over the line too much. Yes or no? You ever come around a young guy and you can smell him a mile away? He's got the cologne on so thick, I need to get my knife out and cut it. He's trying to catch something with some honey, right? And God knows where his wife is at. Now, the Bible does tell us to be friendly. If you're not going to be friendly, you might not find that husband or wife. The Bible teaches us to be friendly, but not to be flirty. Big difference. Did you know that God knows the path that I should take? He knows the way that I should go, the road I should be on. And what we're guilty of, this is what we're guilty of. We are guilty of eliminating God and only calling on God when our path ends up in trouble. Now we want God to come like the wrecker on the side of the road and pick up our car like the rescue squad or the ambulance and pick us up and get us going now because we've had a disaster on the road we chose. That's what happens many times. We are guilty of eliminating God. We don't trust in God. We trust in ourselves. We just eliminate the spiritual world. We eliminate thinking spiritually. And so we eliminate at the same time opportunities and choices and paths that we didn't even know about because we decided to lean on our own understanding and not trust in God. What are we guilty of? What we're guilty of, and the Bible warns us against, is trusting in ourselves. That's what the Bible's warning us against in this verse, of flying solo. Instead of trusting the sufficient one, we trust the insufficient one. God is very sufficient. God is able to direct us. He's able to lead us. He's able to counsel us. Can God show us the way through the wilderness? Can God lead us through the wilderness, yes or no? A young girl, not married, she's pregnant, out of wedlock. You know what she needs to do? Let me tell you what she needs to do. She needs to trust in the Lord. That's what she needs to do. She's made a big mistake. She's gotten herself pregnant. She's supposed to wait to do all that stuff until after marriage. But now she finds herself pregnant. What's the world going to tell her to do? What's the world going to tell her to do? What's her own heart going to tell her to do? Hide it. Keep it a secret. Go to another state. Abort this baby. You know what she needs to do in this very difficult time in her life? You know what she needs to do? What does she need to do? She needs to trust in the Lord. Maybe you're in here and God has called you to full-time Christian service. You have fully surrendered to the Lord. You say, Lord, I believe that you're working in my life. You want to use me somehow. You know what you need to do? Tell me what that person needs to do. Trust in the Lord. He's thinking about going to Bible college and he says to himself, I got no money, so I can't go. Right? I got no money, so I can't go. If it was always a question of I don't have any money, most of us would have never got married, and most of us would have never had children, and most of us would have never done hardly anything if we didn't have enough money, if we allowed that to be the determining factor. But what we have to do is trust in the Lord. I can't tell you how many people who have been called into ministry, and they're right at that area itch where they're struggling with what they see and what God has done in their life, and they're fighting and wrestling with that, and they're not sure what to do, and they just go with the way of what they see, and they say, oh, I'm going to lay out for a couple of years. I'll go work a job, and next thing you know, they're so far away from God, they don't know what end is up and what end is down, and they're out of ministry and never got into ministry, and I run into them when they're 40, 50, 60, and 70, and 80 years old, and they'll say to me, God put it in my heart a long time to serve the Lord, and I never did it, and it's gone. And I've watched other young people who stepped out by faith, trusting in the Lord, going off to college with nary a dollar in their pocket, and somehow they graduated. Sometimes debt-free. And how did that happen? Trusting in the Lord. We got to learn to trust in the Lord. Maybe you're married, and you both work, and you got a nice income, and maybe you can afford a few vehicles and go on some trips, and you got two jobs, two incomes, and you're expecting your first baby. You know what you need to do? You need to trust in the Lord. But then you begin to think about, well, if my wife comes home and raises the child, we're not going to be able to go to where we want to go. I'm not going to be able to do this. And here goes the wrestling match. Right? I remember when my wife and I were in this predicament. We both didn't make enough money for one salary. I came from Virginia. I was making $30,000, $40,000 when I left Virginia. I came here and I was making $12,000. Kansas economy. She's making $12,000. I'm making $12,000. And she got pregnant. I don't know, how does that happen? But anyhow, She's pregnant. And now, how are we going to make it? I knew we couldn't make it on $12,000, but I knew my wife needed to be home with the baby. Do you know the reason that we have so few babies today is because we have so few moms at home? How would you like to put 7 children in daycare? By the way, it's hard to find a daycare today, isn't it? Hard to find one now because they're all full or they're all sick. They don't know what to do with the kids. It becomes one vicious circle because we got to get them and keep them in public school because I can't keep them and I got to work my job, and it becomes a vicious cycle. And I remember we came home and Lori came home with the first one, and that was the end of it, and I needed to go get a second job and a third job. And she can tell you, I worked 3 jobs for the first 5 years. We had 4 babies, really had 5 babies in those first 5 years. We lost number 4. Was it easy? Would we change a thing? Did God provide? He did. You know the things that we need to encourage people to do when things are going well or when things are going poorly, or if they find themselves in a good place or they find themselves in a sinful place, you know what we need to encourage people to do? Trust in the Lord. That's what we need to do. We need to trust in the Lord. I've seen people suicidal. I've seen them depressed. I've seen them sad. Maybe you don't get to visit with these kind of people, but I do. And what do they need to do? They need to trust in the Lord. Did you know that there's a new day coming tomorrow? That crying is going to endure for the night, but what comes in the morning? It's amazing how you can have someone right on the precipice of suicide today, and tomorrow they could be laughing. Just in a few hours, how much life can change. And so what does that suicidal person need to do? What do they need to do? What does that depressed person need to do? Trust in the Lord. See, it's when they don't trust in the Lord, they do things they ought not to do, even taking their life. Because they're trusting in who? And they're leaning in what? Themselves. Got to trust in the Lord. Isaiah, I've read Isaiah a number of times, but I didn't read this verse until recently. It came up in somebody else's sermon I was listening to. And I went, I said, is that in there? And I went and looked it up. And here's what the verse says. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, who can do that? Who's going to make a way through the wilderness and put a river in the desert? Who can do it? God. But if you don't trust Him, you'll never see it. My Lord knows the way through the... All I have to do is... My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. And all I need to do is what? Is follow. That's trusting. God can make a way for us when there seems to be no way. And so when you're looking at this passage, this trusting in God stands in opposition. It's opposing trusting in ourselves. Do you see it? Do you see that? There's an opposition here. There's a big contrast. The scripture says this, he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. That's from the book of Proverbs. The Bible says in Psalms, kiss the Son, talking about Christ. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Psalm 4 says, put your trust in the Lord. Job 13 said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Psalm 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he will bring it to pass. Isaiah said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. The next verse. Forever. Jeremiah said it this way, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be a tree planted by the rivers of water. We ever heard that verse somewhere before? Trust in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord means that we don't put confidence in ourselves, that we put confidence in God. Our confidence many times is misplaced. How many of you have put confidence in someone or something and you've been highly disappointed? I was talking to somebody the other day. They had a great recommendation. They did the background search and they hired themselves a contractor. They got themselves a contractor. They done everything they could humanly do to make sure they got a good job. And guess what they got? They didn't get a good job. Highly disappointed. Notice the Bible says in verse 5 to trust in the... What does it say? Look at it. Something about that word is different. Take a look at it. What's different about that word? What's different about that word? Take a look at it. It's in your Bibles. Notice that the Lord is in all what? It's in all caps. You see that? Trust in Jehovah. Trust in the self-existent one, the eternal one. Trust in God alone. God knows the right way to the right ends. God knows what benefits us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what will harm us. He knows what will develop us. Can we trust God? Will God lead us in the right path? The Bible says, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? When we trust in ourselves, when we trust in our own smarts, when we trust in our own ingenuity, that is a false and fleshly confidence. And when we trust in ourselves, we are limiting ourselves. We are limiting ourselves. We are short-sighted. We think that this is the easy pathway. We are only seeing what's right in front of us. Have any of you been in any of the new cars where you can look on the screen of the new car and you can see what's beside you, what's in front of you, and what's behind you all at once? Is that handy or what? You guys are quiet today. How many of you seen backup cameras on cars? And for ladies, they think it's the greatest thing on earth. They really like them. I have not run into a woman yet and she doesn't like the backup camera. Isn't it neat to be able to put the car in reverse and you can see behind you? How many lives and how many accidents would that have saved if we'd had that a long time ago? How many times have you heard over somebody backing up and running over their own child? How many of us have hit something backing up? And you know what? God can see all sides at the same time. He can see behind us. He can see in front of us. He can see on our left and on our right. Why would we not trust him? Some of us that we want to trust in our youth. We want to trust in our bodies. We want to trust in our strength. Have you ever heard of COVID? It's amazing how it can take somebody who has big muscles. Their muscles can be as big as their neck. I'm serious. And put them in a bed, fighting for their life. And they got all the muscles in the world. We don't trust in our youth, and we don't trust in our bodies, and we don't trust in our muscles. We trust in the Lord. We don't trust in our money. Somebody can steal it. There's robbers out there. The stock market could drop like a rock, yes or no? By the way, they're predicting a half drop on that thing this upcoming few months. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but many of them are starting to predict it. Bottom's going to drop out of it. Cryptocurrency. Boy, how many people are trusting in that? That's a wild swing of a life, ain't it? Is it going up right now or going down? It's going down. Yeah, way down. Some of us want to trust in our friends. We haven't learned that lesson yet. You will learn it here today and gone tomorrow. Some of us want to trust in our contacts. We got contacts. We got connections. We're going to trust in our abilities. You can have all the abilities in the world and not be able to use them. I know people who've gotten Parkinson's, people who've gotten Alzheimer's, people who've just gotten plain old. And the abilities of what you could do in opening a jar is no longer there. We need to trust in the Lord. God wants us to use discretion. God wants us to use understanding. God wants us to use our minds. God wants us to use wisdom. God wants us to learn to, you know, from our past and our past mistakes and from our experiences. Yet our knowledge and our experiences and our Google searches is not the same as trusting in the Lord. It's not the same. We talk ourselves into things, yes or no? We allow other people to talk us into some things. And we oftentimes are easily influenced and easily distracted. And the Bible teaches us to look to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the what? Finisher of our faith. Looking for that blessed hope. And I really like what Psalm 5 says. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. God wants to hear your voice. What time of day? In the morning. You're going to trust the Lord today? Then you get up and you start with the Lord, or you're trusting in yourself. Most of the time we run our own lives and we do our own things. We get in our own cars. We go to our own work and we hadn't talked to the Lord. We're just trusting in ourselves. Our actions prove it. A person who's trusting in the Lord is going to be talking to the Lord out of the gate in the morning. Yes or no? My trust is in Him. Listen to this verse now. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. And look up. I'm going to trust in the Lord. The Bible says to look up to the Lord. There's a song. It says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His, and the things of earth will grow. So should we turn our eyes to Jesus when things are bad? When life has fallen apart, and now life is put back together, and everything's good, and I'm going to go on about my business, and when bad things happen, then I'll turn my face back to God again. Then I'll seek the Lord again. Then I'll trust in the Lord again. Then I'll pray to the Lord again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus is something we do every day. If we are worrying, are we trusting? Did you know that trusting in the Lord with all of our heart will negate some things in our life? It will negate the elements of fear and doubt and worry and panic. What are we thinking about when we're worrying, when we're panicking? Who are we thinking about? What are we thinking about? We're thinking about all the things that can happen, all the things that may happen. And people become paralyzed. Yes or no? And where's our trust need to be? In the Lord. The Lord is the one that is like an anchor in our storm and stress and trials and tribulation. And we need to get rid of self-confidence and have a God confidence. God confidence. Trusting in the Lord really helps us to rise above our anxieties and our fears and our worries. Some of us, we're worried about our self-image. Mostly ladies. They get makeup and they get made up and they're so concerned about how they look and don't catch me on my bad side. I don't got my makeup on, my hair's not done. Just. And then for the fellas, we have self-reliance. They think they got the tiger by the tail. And what we don't realize is we have nothing. And we are nothing. And we can do nothing without Him. And then we have self-importance. I am somebody. You know what the Bible teaches us? That we are nobody without Him. That's what the Bible teaches. I'm a nobody. But some of us, we have such a thing to have importance of who we are. Self-importance. And then most of us have this problem called self-centeredness. I am the center of my world. No, no, no. He is the center of the world. The Lord is. The Bible says in verse 6 that in all of our ways we are to acknowledge Him. It's not about us, it's about Him. We're letting the Lord guide and direct. Sometimes the only time we acknowledge Him is when we're going to eat a meal, or we're going to go to church, or we're going to do so-called worship, or we're going to be in a crisis. It didn't say that. It says, in all thy ways. Did you see that? All thy ways, acknowledge Him. To acknowledge God is to recognize God, to be conscious of God, to be aware of God. In all thy ways, in all the roads of life, in all the paths of life, in all the journeys of life, in all of our circumstances, in all of our predicaments, in all of our ways, we're to acknowledge Him and trust Him. And we have something really to cheer about. You want to stand up and cheer today? You want to be excited? Look at verse 6. The Bible says, and He shall what? He will direct thy path. I'm glad that God's driving the car and I'm not. Because when I drive the car, I tend to get lost. And most of the time waste my life. But when God's driving, He knows where He's going. I might not like where He's driving. I might not like the speed that He's driving at. I might not like the floods He's taking me through, but He's driving. And He's directing our path. And as the Bible says, He's ordering our what? He's ordering our steps. Whew. That gives me comfort. I don't know if it gives you comfort. That gives me rest in my soul. I know I can trust in Him. Don't listen to yourself, Wayne. Don't listen to yourself. Stop talking to yourself. You're talking yourself in or out of things. Shut up, Mr. Johnson. Trust in the Lord. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. And let Him direct your feet. And where He leads, we're going to follow. So you got to obey. You got to obey. You got to surrender. You got to say, yes, Lord. I'm going to trust in You. And not what the stock market says. Not what the consultants say. Not what the lobbyist says. I'm going to trust in You. And we're going to look back one day when we get on the other side. And we're going to see all the missteps, I believe, of our life. Oh boy, have we taken some missteps, yes or no? We ended up in some places we ought not to have been. And why? We're going to say that, why in the world was I trusting in what I know? Why am I trusting me, of all people? Help us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We used to have a country like that, but no longer. Our country trusts in everything but Him, right? And when do we need God? Only in 9/11 situations for a couple of weeks so that we can get out of that and do what we want to do afterwards. And I'm telling you, it's a reflection of who we are, even as churches and Christians. Sometimes it is best that we lived in a place that we didn't have anything. That way we can only trust in the Lord. You know there are people living like that? They don't know where the next meal is coming. They don't have electricity. They're not thinking about what to go and buy because they got nothing to go and buy. They trust in the Lord every day for sustenance. And with all these things that we have forgotten God. Trust in the Lord.